Music has this amazing ability to take us on a very personal roller coaster ride. It can feel like pure joy or deep, and I mean oh so deep, of a peak under our hood, or like a blast of energy, or even maybe taking us to a quiet, calm place of peace. Yeah, music can take us on a profound spiritual journey. It's like a divine connection to something, someone, so much greater than ourselves. For me, I think it clears the clutter and distractions. You know what? So we can connect with God way, way better. When we decide what matters to us, and I mean what really matters to us, we can make a few key changes and live a more meaningful life, the one we're dying to live. Hi, I'm Toni Matson, and I'm on a mission to encourage and empower women to live the life God created them for. If you're ready to rediscover your passion, redefine what's important, and recapture the time to live it, well, my friend, you're in the right place. Live the Life podcast is my roll up your sleeves workshop style show that'll help crack the code of your passion, power, peace, and purpose. I'm a Midwest gal, speaker, author, podcaster, and encourager, and I love all things God, family, and hope. So no matter your season in life, what you do, what you hope to do, or whether we're talking about the tough stuff or the triumphs, I'll be your biggest cheerleader, your loudest fan, and yep, you guessed it, I'll help you live the life God created you for. I'm so grateful you're on this ride with me. So here we go. This is the Live the Life podcast. Hello, my sweet ladies, and welcome to another episode of Live the Life podcast. I'm Toni, your host, and I'm oh so thrilled you're on this ride with me. Today, we're going to dive into music and Christian music in particular. And you know what it does to our brains and how that can all help grow our spirituality and our connection to God. This episode is titled Concerts of the Soul, the Sacred Encounter of Music and Spirituality. You ready? Okay, so here's the question. Who's your favorite Christian artist? Who lights your spirit on fire no matter what song they're singing? Huh? Who is it that makes you stop dead in your tracks and just stop doing what you're doing and just take it in? Because you know if you do, you're going to feel better and you're going to be better for it. Who is that artist? You know, there have been seasons in my life where I think all that's kept me afloat were songs by my trusted friends like Amy Grant, Ray Bolts, Francesca Battistelli, Lauren Nagel, Toby Mack, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Oh my goodness, my list could go on and on. But I can tell you that these artists and their songs helped ground me, grow my faith, deepen, and even anchor my relationship with God. And it helped me hang on through some really, really dark days. Oh my goodness. And of course, you know that I'm kind of a brain geek, right? I love knowing how and why our brains behave like they do. So here's my geeky little take on what music, and this is any music, does to our noodle. All right. So music affects our big beaner, yep, our brain and emotions in crazy powerful ways. And it can cause some pretty darn strong emotional responses and even triggers memories that have been buried in our gray matter for years, even decades. Music can give our mood and attitudes a beautiful bounce, even wake up, I don't know, what I call sleepy brain activity. And I've seen this in our Reminiscing at the Ranch program at Trinity. And that whole program is designed and helps people who experience memory loss and Alzheimer's. And I got to tell you, it's remarkable what happens when you put horses and you put music and other stimulation like that. Oh my gosh, it's really remarkable. And music in general, yeah, it can do these things. But Christian music takes it to a whole nother level of I got you, babe. You want to know why? I knew you'd say yes. Well, you know, probably just to appease me, but I'm taking it anyway. Music has a direct connection to our emotions. And when we hear music that really means something to us, it stimulates the release of dopamine. And that, my friends, pushes buttons of our moods and a whole bunch of other things. I like to think of music as pure magic for our brains. And when we soak up those beautiful melodies and lyrics, something incredible happens inside of us. It's like a sweet journey of emotions and feelings. And I don't know about you, but there's been times when I'm just going along my day, minding my own business, and I hear a worship song that hits me, and I mean not just a little quiet whisper. I mean like a 2x4 to the head. It stops me dead in my tracks. And then the tears start flowing, of course. And I don't even know why. I'm a puddle. And it can be pretty darn embarrassing. I got to tell you, depending on where this happens, oh yeah. If it happens when you're standing in line at Target, like, I don't know, maybe someone you might know, it isn't cool. And then you're trying to explain to the checkout, no, these are really happy tears. No, don't be concerned. But what I figured out over time was that moments like that are when God wants my attention or needs me to know that he's just there listening, loving on me, or yep, even forgiving me. Can you spell powerful? Yes. Music has this amazing ability to take us on a very personal roller coaster ride. And I got to confess, I'm kind of a chicken when it comes to carnival rides, especially roller coasters. Just ask my kids or grandkids. I think I was on the Disney coaster at the Mall of America way back when the boys were small. I mean, how bad could it be if Mickey's at the helm, right? Wow. Okay. That's a gopher trail. But music can make us feel pure joy or deep. And I mean, oh, so deep of a peek under our hood. Or it can take us like a blast of energy into outer space, or maybe taking us to a quiet, calm place of peace. But I can tell you, my friends, it is like a direct line hotwired to our hearts and souls. And here's, I don't know, what I kind of think is awe-inspiring is music's like a time machine. It has the power to instantly transport us back to moments and memories that, I don't know, maybe bring a smile to our faces and certainly warm our hearts. It's like pressing the replay button. So when you hear that special song, go with it. Close your eyes and get ready to be swept away on a look back journey through time. That is, of course, if you're not driving or if you're not standing in line at Target because they may call security on you. Just saying. Why, you ask? I love that question. Because music activates all sorts of regions in our brain that's connected to our memory. And when we hear music, our little neurotransmitters explode with excitement. They light up like the 4th of July and they start dancing and talking to each other. And that ultimately reminds us of special moments and experiences that are linked to those songs. Yeah, but wait, there's more. Oh my gosh, I sound like Ron Popeil. Music isn't just about emotions and memories. It's like a wonderful party for our brains. Yeah. And it actually makes us sharper and more in tune. We actually get more focused, creative, and better at problem solving. Yeah, I'm not kidding. But hold on, there's even more magic to discover. Music has the power to broaden our horizons. Yeah, it helps us dig our toes into our world, and it opens us up to the world beyond what we can see. Yeah, God's world. Music can take us on a profound spiritual journey. It's like a divine connection to something, someone so much greater than ourselves. I think for me, at least, it clears up the clutter and the distractions so that I can connect with God way, way better. So if we take all that good stuff and combine it with a live music event, you know, like, say, the one that I'm giving free tickets away to, OneFest, yes, then hang on to your hat, because if you don't, you're liable to have it blown off. And as someone who's all about helping women nurture their relationship with God in a totally down-to-earth way, if I might say, I think being at a live Christian concert is a fantastic way to connect with the Almighty. And if you've never been there before, oh my gosh, go, you gotta go. You know, here's how I would describe it, at least from my eyes and heart. First off, the concerts create an electrifying atmosphere, and a culture of worship and praise. I mean, honestly, like nothing else does. Just imagine being in a crowd of crazy, passionate believers who are all celebrating their faith all at the same time together. The energy in the air is explosive. It's exhilarating. And if you're standing next to me, I'm going to warn you up front. You're going to have to put up with me singing at the top of my lungs, clapping along, and oh yeah, crying, because of course, tears come when I'm emotionally stirred. And it's like being part of a big love fest dedicated to God. It is so cool. But let's talk about the music itself. Christian songs have a powerful emotional experience. I think they bring us closer to God by letting, I don't know, like the deep truths about his character and his love for us and some truths about our own spiritual journey just seep into every fiber of our being. It's incredible how what we think, at least, is a simple song can speak volumes about the vastness of our Creator. But that's not all. The artists who perform at these concerts are not only incredibly talented, but they're genuine in their faith. These aren't imposters. They don't put on some weird kind of stage-only performance. They pour their hearts out on stage, sharing their stories, their testimonies, and those bits rattle around in our hearts and heads on a real level, and they make a difference. Their words, combined, I think, with the power of the Holy Spirit, inspire us. How incredible his grace is. And you know what? Let's not forget about the sense of community. Going to a Christian concert means we're being surrounded by people who share our faith and enthusiasm. Everything in that environment is contagious. You become part of this big, beautiful family of believers, all seeking to deepen their connection with God. You know, we experience amazing moments of worship together. Oh my gosh, we strike up friendly conversations with people we've never met before and feel a really deep, genuine sense of belonging. And it's a reminder that we're not alone on our faith journey. And that feels really, really good. So my friend, if you're up for an incredible experience, I encourage you to check out a Christian concert. And if you missed it the first time I said it, you can enter to win 2 full event tickets to the incredible Christian event, OneFest. The tickets are valued at nearly $200 and you could be the winner. Yes, just go to my Facebook page, Tony Mattson, like the page, like the post, share the post, and tag a friend in the comments that you'd like to take with you. And if you want to 5X your chance and you're not already a Tony Circle member, go to TonyMattson.com and join Tony Circle, and we'll put your name in 5 more times. Yep, it's that easy. What a great way to experience all the cool things we've been talking about today and bring them all home. So no matter if you win my giveaway or not, I hope you go to OneFest because it's really a life changer. That's if you let it be a life changer. It's a perfect way to immerse yourself in worship, enjoy some really, really good music with an uplifting message, and connect with fellow believers. Yeah, you might just find yourself feeling closer to God, gaining a crispy new insight into his love and strengthening your relationship with him. I know it works for me every single time I go to a live event. You know, it's going to be an awesome time. Hope to see you at OneFest. Love you all. God bless. See you next week. Wow, that went by fast, didn't it? Cracking the code and discovering the shifts we can make to live the life God created us for is what our time together is all about, and then some. If this topic resonated with you, I want to know. And if you know someone who needs to hear it, please send them the link to this episode or have them go wherever they get their podcasts. And they'll find me at Live the Life Podcast with Tony Mattson, or encourage them to visit the podcast page on my website, TonyMattson.com, and remind them to become a member of Tony Circle so they get all the freebies and good stuff. After all, that's what friends do, right? Speaking of friends, do you know how much I love hearing from you and so enjoy getting your questions for my Q&A day? Remember, it's every last episode of the month. So please email me at Tony@TonyMattson.com. And I want you to know how grateful I am that you're on this ride with me. It means the world to me. God bless. And ladies, let's live like somebody left the gate open.